All right, here we are. Here we go. Good morning and welcome. Final hour of the Matt Murphy Show on Talk 99.5. Big news coming up very soon about the future of this radio broadcast from 6 until 10. More on that later on in the week. I'm excited about it. But fear ye not, always 13 hours of live and local conversation going on Talk 99.5, extended beyond those hours at talk99.5.com. Okay, I will not preclude you from talking impeachment, big tech, closure of ABC stores or whatnot. But this subject has been brought to my attention, and I wanted to bring it to yours, especially if you live in South Shelby County, unincorporated Shelby County, the southern areas. An upcoming vote is happening January 26th that concerns the Southeast Shelby Rescue that is said to determine whether residents are going to be required to pay an annual fee to help support the agency. As it stands now, according to the Shelby County Reporter and other organizations, I did a little bit of internet sleuthing, and some of you sent me some information, and thank you for that. I appreciate you. Southeast Shelby Rescue serves those in unincorporated portions of South Shelby County. The vote would establish a boundary area sandwiched between Calera and Chelsea that would create the Southeast Shelby Emergency Medical Services District. Voting will take place January 26th at the Shelby County Exhibition Center. It is open only to voters in the unincorporated district boundaries, as those would be the ones that would pay the fee. The fee, $80 a year on up to 100 acres, and it's graded up to a maximum of $250 after that. And there's provisions for vacant property and all of those sorts of things. Commercial property, 6 cents per square foot, minimum charge of 80, no cap. Annual fee due in October, late fee of $30 if you don't pay it by the end of the year. Ultimately, a lien against your property if you don't pay it at all. I just want information on this. Right now, the services, it's my understanding, are volunteer in terms of payment. You have professionals that are paid a certain amount of money to operate the emergency services that you enjoy in unincorporated Shelby County. And right now, they send out mail, correspondence of some form or fashion. It's my understanding. And people volunteer payment for services rendered. Hey guys, we need a 911 service in South Shelby County. If you don't pay for it, you don't get it. Give us some money. Okay, here's $5. Unfortunately, those types of systems, the vast majority of people don't pay. Not necessarily because they don't want to. They just, you know, that's the first thing to go. Voluntary payments are the first thing to go if you're tight on a budget. And so it is with that in mind that, well, here's my question. Who brought this up? Is this a problem in South Shelby County? Are you guys having a problem with your current service? Are you unable to pay for your current service based on the amount of money that's being voluntarily donated to the Southeast Shelby Rescue? Because they currently get funding through contracts from the county and two local cities. That would be Columbiana and Wilsonville, I think. Yes, $60,000 from the city of Columbiana, $11,000 from the city of Wilsonville, $8,000 from the county. In addition to that, they receive grants that have helped fund their transport vehicles. The vote will feature three parts: a vote to form a district, a vote to, for the fee schedule, and a vote on interim board members. Each would have to pass with a majority vote. If the first part of the vote passes, but the others don't, a district will form, and it would be 2 years before a fee schedule or board members could be voted on again. It's reached critical mass enough that I'm talking about it on this show. And frankly, if you live in an unincorporated area of a county, this could come to you. It is often the will of the majority that dictates how the minority has to pay. And that's what it seems to me is happening in this case. A gentleman quoted in an article that I'm reading from the Shelby County Reporter, I believe is on the line, Colby Cardin of Columbiana. I think that's a good place to start. Colby, correct me if I'm wrong. You were quoted in this article, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, Colby, talk to us. Tell us who you are and what your participation in this situation is all about.
Yeah, well, my name is Colby Cardin, a lifelong resident of South Shelby County on the lake. I'm the assistant chief of the rescue unit and been here for 31 years.
And so tell me why this is necessary. I would assume that you support it. I don't mean to do that, but I assume you do.
Absolutely.
And talk to us about the service that is currently being provided and what benefit you would receive out of this tax.
Sure. Well, it's not necessarily a tax. We could discuss that either way. It's a fee.
It's the same. By the way, Colby, I've been doing this 21 years. Same thing. If it's money that goes to a government entity for the purpose of providing public service, whether you call it a fee or I understand that advocates are going to call it a fee because that word is less offensive than tax, but it's the same thing. But anyway, I don't want to get into semantics. Go ahead.
Sure. So currently in the unincorporated areas of Shelby County, we are the primary response unit, meaning if you call 911, where in other areas a fire department would be first response, here we're kind of different. We was formed in 1982. We was one of the only departments back then. There wasn't a lot of volunteer fire departments. So when we was established, we were the first response. So we started transporting back in 2013 out of necessity due to the lack of volunteers and the lack of funding that we had. So we've been in the ambulance transport business, both first response and ambulance transport, since 2013. Steadily, the funding that we receive, as you went through, is correct. We get $60,000 from the city of Columbiana, $11,000 from the city of Wilsonville, and $8,000 from Shelby County, along with a lot of assistance through the county for grants for equipment, but not for payroll. And so we're in a situation now where we run out of the Columbiana station, we run one 24-hour ALS paramedic truck 7 days a week. And then we run a secondary, what we consider a day truck. It's a 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. truck 6 days a week. That's currently our operations. We had to reduce that, Matt, in 2018. We had to go that truck, the day truck, the second truck, was a 7 day a week, 12-hour truck. But because it loses so much money, we had to reduce that to a 6 day a week, 9 hour a day to try to save money there. So we are just at a critical point where the service, the demand for emergency services in the unincorporated area of Shelby County, the demand is more than the money, the funding that we have to provide the service. There's several.
Is there any alternative, is there any alternative way to get money? And I mean, I understand the premise of those that are served by a public utility or a public service ought to be the ones paying. So I'm not arguing the point, but I think people would automatically say, "Well, can't you provide this service by getting the money from somewhere else?" How do you respond to that?
Well, I respond to that as we agree. Absolutely, we agree. We have met with the county officials over, the past several years trying to find what is exactly the right way that we need to go about this. How do we increase our funding? This was a last resort for us, Matt. We understand, my whole family lives here, so we understood that there was going to be some hurdles that we would have to overcome. But at the same time, this is the only way that we see, because the voluntary funding, we average less than 6%. We will mail out 7,715 mail outs for voluntary donations. The average collection is less than 6%. And, we just cannot continue providing the service with those kind of funds. But yes, I agree. If there was a different route, we would not be here today. But we have exhausted all of those routes to date.
What do other unincorporated areas around the state do? Is this a situation that other places experience, or have you done that? I mean, do you know of anybody else in anywhere else in the state that has to deal with this?
Yeah, well, so we can just speak in Shelby County. So if you're familiar with the 280 corridor, you have Cahaba Valley Fire and Rescue. They are an EMS district, fire EMS district, just like we're proposing. North Shelby Fire and Rescue is a fire district as well. That's the section, you know, they're all sandwiched in between Hoover and that 280 corridor. So the EMS district or the fire district is not a new animal. It is something that has been around for a long time. I think Cahaba Valley and North Shelby, along with Rocky Ridge Fire Department, all three of those districts have been in existence for 40-plus years. We're kind of the strange bird because we are just only EMS. We do not provide fire service. I mean, a majority of our guys are professional firefighters. They work full-time at other locations, and they come here as a part-time job. But we are, we're just kind of a strange bird. But Shelby County did have an allowance in the law that you could have either a fire district or an EMS district. And so that's the reason we're trying to go this route.
Who is the state senator for your area? Is that Cam Ward before he became the prison commissioner or the head of the Board of Pardons and Paroles? Is that District 14?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think so.
I mean, so right now you're kind of in limbo in that regard. I mean, I'm just curious what other public officials are saying about this that are elected to serve the residents of that area.
Right. Well,
do you know?
Our county commissioner is Kevin Morris, and he at this point is really involved along with the county manager. And most of the communities in Shelby County, except for the departments that we're talking about in the southeastern part, and then same in the southwestern part in Montevallo, that area between Alabaster and Bibb County, are mainly the only unincorporated departments left. The majority of the counties are either municipality and or fire districts already. And so I know that commissioner on Shelby County commissioner on that side of the county is dealing with this as well. So, you know, we're trying to find resolutions. This is currently where we're at.
What has the response been?
It has been a mixed bag. You know, there's a lot of people that fear the word lean, and understandably so. I mean, I understand that. But there's a lot of misinformation out on the internet right now, or Facebook and those kind of places. And we've had three community meetings to date. The last one was last night. We have another one scheduled for Thursday the 14th at 6 o'clock at Wilsonville Baptist Church. And then we don't have anything scheduled for next week as of yet, but I think we're going to probably add some more community meetings because they're very beneficial to get the facts out to the people so that there's not a misunderstanding with some of the stuff that's going on social media.
When you talk about a misunderstanding, what are some of the misunderstandings you believe currently exist?
Well, I mean, we have seen anything from, you know, the fee schedule is out of whack, from it's $80 a year to no, it's $80 a month, that we can raise, we're going to go in low at $80 a year, but then next year it'll be raised to $250, and by law, that is not accurate. There's going to only be a max of 5% increase yearly. So there's a lot of misinformation along those lines. The board of directors, you know, that they're basically paid. So just a lot of stuff that's not factually correct.
Hold on if you can, Colby. Colby Carden is with us. He is assistant chief of the Shelby County Emergency Rescue?
Yes, that's correct.
And he's talking with us about the situation. I want to finish up with him and then get your response. 545-9950 on the Birmingham Broker phone lines. As we continue, we remind you about our good friends at Wind Creek Hospitality. They help you find your winning moment at Wind Creek. Three locations to serve you. Many of you who are into gaming or gambling, you think you have to go elsewhere to do so. Well, not so. You've got a place right in Wetumpka, right in Montgomery and White, right there in Atmore. I've long said that you ought to be able to entertain yourself in a manner of your own choosing. And if that is a matter of the spa and the hotel, that's great. Wind Creek Standard is right there. If that's a matter of finding that restaurant that you can go to, five-star restaurants right there on the Wind Creek property, or if it's a matter of finding your winning moment on the gaming floor, you can do that too, safely and securely with the Wind Creek Standard in place. Have a great weekend. Don't have to get out of state. Go to Wind Creek. Wind Creek Hospitality. Find your winning moment at Wind Creek. Talk 99.5. A local issue getting a lot of attention in South Shelby County. We have a lot of listeners around Wilsonville, Shelby, Columbiana, in that area. And right now we have, is it Kobe or Colby? Is there an L in your name?
No, sir, it's not.
It's Kobe.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Kobe Carden is the assistant chief of the Shelby County Rescue, and he's talking to us about advocating for a yes vote on January 26th with regard to what I guess you the entity exists. You're just trying to create a funding mechanism, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so we're just a little bit about us. We run or we respond to 2,500, just shy of that in 2020, 911 emergency calls a year. Like I said, established in 1982, we were all volunteer up to a point in 2011 when we started transporting out of necessity. And so now basically we have, I think five full-time people. I'm not looking at my notes. I'm the assistant chief, but I'm a part-time employee. My full-time profession is I'm in construction. I kind of got caught off guard this morning. I'm in a different vehicle than I was carrying my district stuff around. So that's a little bit of the history of us and what we.
Are you attempting to expand service along with the collection of these fees? Are you simply trying to be able to afford to pay for the services currently offered?
Matt, we're trying to maintain where we're at, but increase the service. We want to immediately put up a set the day truck, which is the 6 day a week, 9 hour a day response. We want to make it a 24 hour truck immediately. The call demand is increasing where one truck will not provide service to this part of the county, not adequate service, not what the citizens of South Shelby County deserve.
What is the, what is the board? And I don't mean to rush you, but time is limited. What is the board component? There's a vote on a board of trustees or something or another. Is that the board of trustees for your organization?
That's correct. So there'll be five board members that will be elected by the people. That their term is 2 years. Every 2 years, the board will be voted on by the public again. Yes, that is correct.
And I would assume the backlash is, if I don't pay this, if I disagree with it, you're going to take my house, and I don't support that, right?
Well, yes, I mean, that's basically it, but it's no different than if you don't pay your property tax. But yes, I understand the sentiment of a lot of people that government, this day and time and the climate, as you've been discussing this morning, this probably could not have happened at a worse time because all of us are not trusting the government. So we understand that as well. But our intentions are to, we have to demand, the voluntary dues have not worked for 20 years. So there had to be a mechanism to have some kind of enforcement for the dues to be collected. And by state of Alabama law, the lien verbiage is in the Alabama law. This is not something that we incorporated.
Okay.
Any fire or EMS district has to have that
verbiage. All right, Kobe, you've set the table for great conversation. I'm sorry to rush you. Maybe we'll get to talk to you before the next meeting. That's tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, in Wilsonville. All right, what say you? 545-9950. Back in a moment. Alabama roofing professionals put a roof on my house. It took 2 days. Incredible watching them work. Great professional company, a great guy, Mike, and his team. They're helping people all over Alabama. It doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. If you've had storm damage particularly, that's what your insurance is for. Let Mike find out by getting up on that roof. ALRoofPros.com. That's ALRoofPros.com or 722-ROOF. 722-ROOF for my friends at Alabama Roofing Professionals. Okay, I asked for calls. I received them. Discussing the situation in South Shelby County. All right, so let me present a devil's advocate argument, because many of you are communicating with me, and you are against this tax. And I pushed back on Kobe. I understand that politicians like, and I'm not saying Kobe's a politician, but I understand that people who want a tax like to call taxes fees. It's the same thing. A fee is a tax, and a tax is a fee. It's the same thing. I would ask this. If they cannot continue to pay for the service that you're currently provided based on volunteer payments and the amount of money they're getting from Columbiana and Wilsonville in the county, what if they stopped providing the service? What if you called 911? What if you're down in Shelby, which is probably one of the larger communities affected by this, and you call 911, and they say, we don't go there. I'm sorry. We encourage you. We can help you on the phone. We encourage you to get that person to a local hospital as soon as possible. What do you do? I'm not saying that that's what would happen. I'm just asking. Let's find out what you think. Who's been holding the longest? Oh, I believe it's Dale in downtown. Now, he wants to talk about something different. Let me clear this so more of you can get on the line. Hey, Dale, good morning.
Hey, Matt, good morning. Wanted to touch base. You mentioned something about Trump's last term not being very successful.
Yeah, I said the last year wasn't so great.
Last year, yeah. I'm one of those conservatives that loves his policies but doesn't really care for him at all. Let me point out, he was the one that spotlighted corruption and began our exit from the World Health Organization. That was last year.
That's a good thing.
All the peace accords in the Middle East, by proving that you don't have to use the Palestinians, that the Palestinians play no role in peace in the Middle East. Those alone make a successful year.
No, that's great. By comparison, his first 3 years I would put against any president in modern history. The last year would, and certainly, if I said it in such a way that was to suggest that he did not accomplish anything in the last year, I apologize, because of course he did. Yeah, I mean, and you pointed out just two of those. I mean, the peace accords alone. You're right. Oh no, his presidency was a wild success. The manner in which the response to COVID, and not so much the response, but how he and the media dealt with one another and I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Get Operation Warp Speed too.
No doubt. Incredible.
Think of all the things Trump did, those peace accords. He did more peace deals in the Middle East than the last five presidents combined.
Well, he played to a certain degree, and I don't want to debate it or labor over it, but I did note that Joe Biden, all Joe Biden had, he had no policy position that was a winning strategy. He had nothing that was a winning strategy outside of COVID, and he tried to use it to his own advantage and did. They used mail-in balloting and COVID as a bludgeon, and Trump got into that arena with Joe as much as he could. I thought that Trump should tout his successes at every opportunity, and he did so to a certain degree. The media wouldn't report on them. So, no, I am using it as a comparative analysis.
Yeah,
I'm not suggesting that year four was horrible by any stretch of the imagination.
I understand. Yeah. Comparatively. But yeah. I think that of all the things that he did, now his personal conduct and his management with the media was atrocious. But I think of all the things that he did, the one that will yield the greatest benefits for the longest amount of time are those peace accords.
I'll agree with that.
If the future presidents will take the example that you don't, that the Palestinians literally have no role. Ignore them. They don't matter. Go directly to the members of the Arab League. And remember, those peace accords that he signed with those Arab League members were people who were formed with the basis that they do not recognize Israel. They will never negotiate with Israel, and Israel has no right to exist.
He should have won the I mean, not that I care anything about the Nobel Peace Prize, but he should have won it if there were any validity to the Nobel Peace Prize because of what he did in the Middle East alone. Dale, great call and good reminders. It's 37 after the hour. Speaking of the president, there is a procedural motion that's being voted on now in the House of Representatives. All right, well, let's get back to Shelby County. Clinton is in Wilsonville. Good morning, Clinton. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, sir.
If you don't mind going with me for a second, because I've lived in Columbia all my life. I just recently moved to Wilsonville when I got out of the Marines. So I don't know how this will affect us. My mother, who still lives in Columbia, lives just outside of city limits. So if this don't affect her or me, by all means, just ignore what I say. But I just wanted to get something clear. He did say Columbia donates $67,000 a year to the first responders. Is that correct?
Well, it's not a donate. I mean, they budget Columbia is $60,000 a year. Wilsonville is $11,000 a year. And I think the county gives $8,000 a year to the Shelby County Emergency Services that serves South Shelby. The unincorporated areas around Columbia and around Wilsonville.
Okay. Then in that case, I don't see how it's just $60,000 for Columbia, because if you've been through Columbia recently, you have seen all these, you know, Main Street looks magnificent. I ain't denying that. I mean, it does look good, a lot cleaner than what it used to be. But for them to also donate money to a freaking art museum that used to be the site of the cotton mill, which if you know anybody from Columbia, well, anybody from Shelby County, everybody and their mother's brother worked at the cotton mill. Since that burnt down, it seems like businesses have just fled Columbia. And it's slowly dying, if you ask me. I mean, Columbia's done seen its peak. But for them to go around and do all these busts and everything with drugs or, you know, tickets and everything like that, I understand that's a big revenue for cities. Is that correct or am I wrong?
I assume that tickets that they give out on the roads, that's a source of revenue for the city of Columbia, yes. But the city of Columbia will not be affected by any of this. You know that, right? I mean, they budget an amount. I don't know the answer to this question, but I would assume that even with the $80 fee, maybe the city no longer would give the amount of money that they're currently giving, the $60,000. I don't know the answer to that question, but they're currently giving money to provide services to the surrounding unincorporated areas, but they provide the service in Columbiana themselves. South Shelby does
okay.
not. Yeah.
Okay. And this goes to my other family that every single one of them lives in Shelby. I wouldn't mind, me personally, I think it's a good service. I think that we should pay for it, but I don't think that it should be to the extent to where, they're automatically adding on tax to the land taxes or anything like that. Because my mother and the rest of my family have a lot of land in Shelby and they pay out the wazoo on land taxes every year. I've actually had to pay the land taxes for my mother for the past 2 years because she couldn't afford it. And she works at a university. And it's just, it bugs me knowing that some of these cities around here can come up with these crazy ideas for, I guess you'd say tourism or something for their cities and not donate more to the founding structure of the cities and the towns and stuff.
Right. Well, once again, and just to make sure you are on the same page, Columbiana will not be affected by this. It is outside Columbiana. They currently give money.
Shelby, though, would. Right.
Yeah, sure. Shelby, yeah. Certainly. So, yes, I mean, look, I'm predisposed to tell you get what you pay for, right? I'm interested in hearing from a firm no. To explain to me why the no. Maybe we'll hear from one. Karen is next. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Matt. Quick correction. This does affect Columbiana and Wilsonville. The service runs in those city limits, and that's what that money is for.
Okay, so the same. So they pay for the service. It's a volunteer payment outside of the limits of the city. In the unincorporated areas. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And my opposition is three-pronged. One is simple. It's the lien aspect. But the other two that Toby didn't go into, one is the genesis of how this vote came to be, and then the other is the management of the entity up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really, these things have, that's what got, has the community so riled up. And I'll give you an example on the genesis. All of these areas, the kingdom, these are the neighborhoods. The kingdom, Lay Lake has a boat club, so it's got 8,000 Facebook members. The kingdom has thousands of Facebook members. 4 Mile does have hundreds. Nothing about this vote was on any of these Facebook pages. Nobody knew anything about it until like 2, maybe 3 weeks ago. So a petition was signed, but it wasn't circulated. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is. And you're keen on this. It is a matter of record, right? I could point to you any number of times over the 21 years I've been doing this. Those that want to increase your taxes don't necessarily advertise, or at least they advertise as little as possible. That's the nature of this thing, because it is in the nature of us that we vote no unless you prove to us that we ought to vote yes on anything that would increase our taxes. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of standard. Now, you know, they would say, no, we were advertising and we were doing that. No, I get it. I've been there and I've seen this before.
Okay, so you've got that point of it. And then I want to say, too, these guys provide a wonderful service. Nobody wants to lose them. Everybody thinks it's valuable. But that takes us to the management of the entity. I took the time to go to the entity's Facebook page. And so they're telling us in all these meetings they need money, they've tried everything to raise money. There's not one single solicitation for money from their Facebook page at all. They didn't even have a website until 2 weeks ago. So you can't pay them in any form but a check. They don't take debit cards, credit cards, or cash. Their solicitations, the 7,000 that they sent out, a huge chunk of this area, I'll be an example, I have never received a solicitation from them. And I've got hundreds and maybe even thousands of people who are saying the same thing. So the management to this point, nobody knew they needed money. Nobody knew they were in this position. Many of us have never been asked for money. That's a problem. And now you want to take the money before you even, and it's like they said they had a less than 6% rate of return. The local fire districts do mail out solicitations. Their rate of return is 40%. That was stated in one of these meetings. So if they're getting 40% and you're only getting 6%, don't you think you need to change the way you're doing something?
Sure. I mean, look. I don't know how far. I mean, you're telling me that the fire department does it differently, and that they should be initially change the way that they do things. The fire districts, they're soliciting in a different fashion. I mean, fire districts typically get the firefighters out there with boots, right? I mean, that's part of the way that they raise money. I don't know.
No, they do a mail out in these areas. Each one of the, they're all volunteer fire departments. I get a solicitation from them for $100 every year. In the meeting, the rescue guy said that the average rate of return for those solicitations is 40%.
Because I'm not an uninterested party, but I'm an unaffected party. Do we agree that you need the service?
Absolutely.
Is the service currently adequate?
From what I understand, it is.
Okay. Is the service underfunded? And is that a product of a lack of money or a product of mismanagement, in your opinion?
I think it's both. I think that the management is an issue if you're only getting a 6% rate of return.
Right.
Lack of community involvement, like nobody knowing that they were in financial straits, is an issue. But I also believe that the county is not kicking in nearly enough money for assisting in this service.
Yeah, I mean, it's odd to me that I mean the governing authority for you people is the county, right?
Right.
Well, then why is the county only kicking in $8,000?
That's what I want to know. But nobody knew there was a problem.
Right.
Nobody was aware of these negotiations or supposed talks with the county.
All right.
There are a lot of us that would have supported meetings with the county if we had only known.
All right. I've got to, Karen, this is great information, and I'm sorry to do this, but I have to suspend the call right now because I got to go to a break, and I want to get to at least Ross and Lee on this. A lot of people wanting to chime in. We'll probably continue the conversation over until tomorrow. There's a meeting tomorrow night in Wilsonville. I'm curious about that. This goes to the very heart of government. Who is there to represent you? Where are your state senators? I mean, I think Jim McClendon represents part of this district, right? Where's Jim McClendon on this? Where's your local representative on this? Where's your county commission? Where's the county, for God's sakes? We're going to find out all of these answers. 48 after the hour. Don't forget, friends, that Royal Betting is there to serve you in Pelham. Tom, Ginger, and TJ, who is sort of slowly taking over the reins for Tom. Tom's been doing it for 33 years, and he has imparted all of his knowledge and wisdom that he and Ginger have in the mattress industry to their man, TJ. They make them and sell them in Pelham. I say that all the time. Why? Because they do. They make you a custom mattress for you. They know mattresses at Royal Bedding, and they want to know you. Also, platforms are incredible. They've got them at Royal Bedding. Go buy Royal Bedding on Highway 31 in Pelham, or go by and see them online, royalbeddinginc.com. That's royalbeddinginc.com. They make them and sell them in Pelham. It's Royal Bedding. Winding down by reminding you, Alabama Professional Services can provide incredible pest control in your home. Look, you need to protect your home from the creepy crawlies, the bugs, the roaches, the ants. My goodness gracious, my grandmother fought a battle with ants. She called them ants. These dang ants. She fought a battle all of her life. And if she knew Alabama Professional Services, she could have won that battle. But she did not. And she did not. AlabamaProfessional.com for pest control. Let them help you. Those nasties want to get in because it's cold outside. Don't let them protect you. Protect your family. AlabamaProfessional.com. All right, real quick, Ross is next. Hey, Ross, good morning.
Morning, sir.
How are you, Ross?
I'm fine. I'm quite sure you've got all the information you needed on what's going on down in Shelby.
Well, I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get it. Okay. I love tackling local issues like this. Love it.
The rescue service mentioned their pickup trucks and SUVs they've got.
They didn't?
Well, I talked to one of the gentlemen that's on the commission. They have got one black pickup truck that cost $55,000.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have a rescue vehicle going to a scene of a wreck and have a $55,000 black pickup truck going with it?
I don't know.
If you're strapped for money that bad, sell some of these trucks.
Right. That would seem to me to be a bad idea, if you're trying to chase money by selling off capital, that's probably not a good business model in any circumstance. That's just my initial thought. But be that as it may. Do you live in the area?
Oh, yes, I live in Shelby. Right.
Do you believe that you need this service?
No, man, I don't.
Mm-hmm. So what happens if you cut your arm off with a chainsaw? You just got to drive yourself?
No, but Matt, I'm going to tell you how old I am. I was one of the first licensed EMTs in the state of Alabama.
I got you.
I lived in Pell City. St. Clair Ambulance Service, if you cut your arm off with a chainsaw, you called and St. Clair Ambulance Service came out there and handled it.
Okay. Well, let's, Ross, because I'm just desperately short on time, I'm going to pick this subject back up. Keep listening and let's keep talking. I want you particularly to call me back because I'm very intrigued with the rest of the conversation. If we can do that maybe tomorrow, you know,
it works for me.
All right, man. Give us a listen and we'll do it. Thanks, Ross. Thanks, everyone. That's it for me. News and views coming up next. Until next time. So long.